Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 231. Satan broke it. Only Jesus can fix it. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the first month, on the first day of the first month.
Dear Dan, the church, you two, at CB21's home, was very precious to M and me. To date, it is the only church we have attended in our marriage where we became a close-knit part of the body of Christ. So we both share good memories from that time. But today the Lord started to remind me of something that happened at church that laid the foundation of the work of Jesus that has happened in my life from that time till now. During prayer time at one of the services, and I think this was in the early part of 1995, just before Easter and the Sword Dance at Lincoln Park, I prayed out loud a prayer. It went something like this. Dear Lord, please create in me a broken and contrite spirit. Inspiration for the prayer came to me from a Psalm of David. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. The Book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 17. So the Lord took that prayer and began to actualize it on the 15th of July, when he allowed Satan to wreck my motorcycle and further injure me both in body and spirit, and to hurt M. It was this work of the devil that the Lord later used as a weapon against Satan himself, detailed in letter 214, and all of the letters to Daniel. Satan gets to reap what he sowed. Later on, after I recovered enough to get back to the meetings, CB21 observed and remembered that prayer, and said something to the effect that, "The Lord broke your butt." And I responded with something like, "Yeah, but I prayed for a broken spirit, see footnote, not broken bones. It seems I got both." Jesus is about to repay Satan for what he has done to me and my family, from the time I was a small child, and since I began to intercede on behalf of others afflicted by Satan. And so isolating the devil for a time from all of his people is the beginning of justice served. Payback can be a such a bitch. It was the very brokenness caused by Satan that brought me to the point where the Lord God Almighty could speak his very word of command and execute his will in my life toward Satan, and at the same time bring to bear a change of chronology that has significant prophetic implications both in the world and the church. The benefits of my suffering are for more than just me. What the devil broke, Jesus is fixing. Hope waits for his word, commanding her to fly with faith and love, as together they execute with exactness and precision the work of the Father. I think I now know the main theme of the new day that is about to dawn. It's all about the heart of the Son. In the prophetic word that is my life, Jesus has brought to a close one of the last days. It really stands to reason after all. Doesn't the sun set in the west? But, contrary to nature, in this new day the sun will also rise in the west. The Pacific Northwest, to be precise. The word contrite means to repent. I remember one day while working at G8 that I was thinking about sin and stuff, and then I saw myself tinkering around the control console of my life. Then I got under the top of the control surface, found the wires underneath that went to the control switch labeled repentance, cut the wires and hardwired them to be on position. So from that time until now, I have been in a steady state of repentance. It was that foundation that allowed me to enter into the absolute state of intercession so many years ago when I was eating lunch at work and the Lord led me to do so and confess what I had done on the phone to someone I didn't even know, but who I met later. But the Lord has proven time and again that obedience brings great reward. and as a prophet, I am given the gift to savor a taste of vengeance our Father has in store for the wicked and their God. A smorgasbord of retribution and judgment. But what's for dessert? Whatever I want. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. See the book of Psalms chapter 34 verse 18, and chapter 51 verse 17. See the book of Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15, and chapter 66 verse 2.